The Zimbabwe Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation has announced that the Mr. and Miss Iron competition will this year be held on June 1 in the Mashonaland West town of Kadoma, instead of its traditional Harare venue, as the federation seeks to spread the sport around the country. The competition was last held way back in 2010, when Vincent Cantier won after beating then-defending champion Isaac Kamchenga. But since then, the contest has not been staged due to the non-availability of a sponsor. Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation President Otis Guradema says sponsorship has now been secured, adding they hope to attract entrants from neighboring countries like South Africa, Zambia, Botswana, and Malawi to add an international flavor to the contest. This will be the first time this year that top bodybuilders will be flexing their muscles, and Guradema says they want the competition to retain its old place as the first bodybuilding competition on the Zimbabwean sports calendar. The federation boss says, unlike in the past, the competition will this year take a new dimension.
Basically, a 60kg man and a 100kg man will compete on the same floor.
This, Guradema says, will not make it easy for the contestants.
Obviously, judgment is going to be tougher. The competition is going to be tougher.
Some of Zimbabwe's greatest bodybuilders, among them the late George Takundwa, a former president of the National Federation, as well as Innocent Choga and Givemo Maruma, are previous winners of the Mr. Iron contest. Apart from the Mr. and Miss Iron competition, Zimbabwe also plays host to the Mr. and Miss Zimbabwe, as well as the All-Africa Bodybuilding Olympia, which have a huge international presence, with the latter attracting participants from far afield as Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, and the Ivory Coast. Guradema says they are hoping to hold the Mr. Ironman either in Bulawayo or Mutare next year as they continue with their journey of trying to popularize the sport. Bodybuilding, just like many other minority sporting disciplines in the country, is suffering from lack of sponsorship due to the economic crisis facing many companies, with few firms that are doing well opting to support established sports like football and cricket. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.